It goes back to my grandmother. Because every time before I went to bed, my grandmother used to tell me these stories. Each day had its own story. Now, one day, my grandmother said to me, "Look, the eagles had a meeting. And they said, well, friends, all of us have been great hunters. But we've been hunting rats and chickens. Nobody has ever been able to bring up something exclusive to show that at least he's a real hunter. Why can't somebody bring us up an elephant? Bring it from the earth to our place here, or a buffalo?" And then one of the eagles said, "Well, that would be too big. But if I can go and pick up something right now, what's the price? What will I get?" "So get nothing." So their friends, well, they said, "Oh, whoever comes back with something exclusive, well, he'll be crowned our king." So that eagle went to the earth. When he came to the earth, he saw a fat buck. He looked at the buck and made a proposal. He said, "Please, my friend, may I please take you to heaven?" And the buck said, "What is heaven?" He said, "That's where I live. My home, I live right up there in heaven. If you'd like to come up with me, I'd like to take you." Well, the buck said, "Well, I think that would be most wonderful. And if you take me up there, will you teach me flying?" He said, "Pleasure." He said, "Well, that's great." And so they went. And then they were halfway. When they were halfway, mid-air, he said, "Look, I can feel the weight is becoming too heavy. And if you don't listen to me, we're both going back to the earth and we'll be both dead. And now, please do me one favor. Don't close your mouth. Please open up your mouth wide. Cry. Sing. Howl. Say anything. But please don't close your mouth, because if you open up your mouth wide, and then that will help me with your weight." And so she started to sing and to cry. And when she started to open up her mouth, the eagle felt the weight became lighter, and then they were just, they came to the place. And then she was given a place. They didn't kill her. And the eagle was crowned king. And the title of this particular piece I called, "When I Come Home, I'll Be Crowned King."
Artist Lucas Sertoli.